Good morning. Over the past month or so, we've been learning the sugya of the prohibition of walking within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And this today is going to be a recap and summary of the sugya. So we started off with the Gemara in Brachos, from which we learned that there's a prohibition to walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, specifically within 4 amos. So the implication then is outside of 4 amos, even walking in front of him would not be a problem. We then went on to bring 2 major reasons for the prohibition. Number one, the Chayyadim told us, Sha'ad mispalol ha-shechina kenegdo, that somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, the Shechina is in front of him. And in other words, we shouldn't walk between the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei and the Shechina within 4 amos. And the second reason that's brought down is by the Marmar Mordechai, that the reason is because when walking close in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, we are going to be mevatel his kavana, we're going to ruin his kavana, or potentially ruin his kavana. To avoid that, we are not permitted to walk within 4 amas in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. We brought a number of nafkaminas, differences between these 2 reasons, and we'll go through a couple of them. Number one is, how about if the person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei has his talis over his head, or he's closing his eyes, is there still a problem? So if the reason is because Shechina Kenegdo, our first reason, there's going to still be a prohibition to walk between the person davening Shmoneh Esrei and the Shechina, regardless of his eyes being covered with his talis or his eyes being closed. However, if the concern is that we're going to ruin his kavana, accordingly, if he can't see us walking in front of him because his eyes are covered, then it would be permitted to walk even with 4 amos in front of him. So that's nafkamina number one between the 2 reasons. Another nafkamina between them works in the opposite direction. Does this also apply to Kriyat Shema, walking in front of somebody who's davening Kriyat Shema, even if the person is sitting, or not? So this, again, would be a nafkamina between the 2 reasons. If the concern when walking in front of somebody saying Shmoneh Esrei Shechina Kenegdo, when it comes to the Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchu Shemaim, it's not Tfila, so there's no Shechina Kenegdo, so there would not be a problem walking in front of somebody saying Kriyat Shema. On the other hand, if the concern walking in front of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei is we're ruining his kavana, then same thing would apply to Kriyat Shema. We should not walk in front of somebody saying Kriyat Shema, because indeed we could ruin the person's kavana. Then we added on a third potential reason, not as significant as the first two, based on the levush, that the concern walking in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei is we shouldn't shelo yafsik beinam lakosel. There's an independent but related halacha that somebody should daven at a wall without barriers between him and the wall. So based on that, the levush seems to be concerned, it's based on a Rashi, that if we walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, we are indeed causing there to be a barrier between the person and the wall. Well, the concept here is that we shouldn't, again, interrupt the person's kavana. So we have a third related reason why they would be prohibited to walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Our next question that we related to is the prohibition only directly in front of the person, or how about on the sides of the person, but towards the front of the person, in the area in front, in his peripheral vision, is that also prohibited only directly in front? So here the Magen Avraham we brought was Machmir. He says that the prohibition includes etzatzadim shekenege pnei amispalo, the sides, but in front of the person. In other words, basically in his peripheral vision, that is in front of him, that's problematic. The Eliyahu Rabbah, on the other hand, said sha'isur rak keneged pan of mamish. The prohibition is walking right in front of him, but not on the sides, even if it's in his peripheral vision. And the Aruch HaShulchan told us that the minhag is to be lenient on this, like the Eliyahu Rabbah. Nonetheless, we also saw the Shita of the Zohar that we should be machmir on all sides of the individual davening Shmoneh Esrei, so we shouldn't be walking within 4 amas, even in back and on the sides of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei. And based on the Zohar, we would actually be more machmir directly in front of the person, that even more than 4 amas, we would have to be careful not to walk in front of the individual. Our next question or issue that we related was, as a byproduct of this halacha, not walking within 4 amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, how about backing out of your Shmona Esrei, if somebody is behind you, for example, he's within your four amas and back of you, or when you back up, you're going to enter. Maybe right now you're not within his four amas, but you're going to enter his four amas when you back up at the end of your Shmona Esrei and take 3 steps back. So in fact, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot back up if you are going to be entering or if you are in somebody's space in back. But again, we had the nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah based on the Eliyahu Rabbah. If I am in front of the person, but on the side of the person, I'm not going to be backing right into his four amas because I'm going to back into his four amas, but on his periphery, then indeed that would be permitted. Then we went on for an extensive period of time to go through 16 heterim when the prohibition does not apply. Now, in fact, many of these are not agreed to by all the poskim. Some of them are really a das yachid or close to being a das yachid, but we went through the 16 heterim, and I'll quickly list them right now. I won't number them, but we'll just quickly mention them, that if there is a mechitza between the person who is davening Shmona Esrei and the person passing in front of him, so that the person davening cannot see the person passing in front of him. So, for example, somebody's davening at the mechitza in the women's section and somebody's passing right in front of it, that would not be a problem. Then we brought a slew of heterim from the Eshel Avram from Batoch, who says if you have a shtender in front of you or a table in front of you, some other furniture in front of you, so that the person davening is not going to be concerned that you're going to bang into him. In other words, based on the Eshel Avram, the concern is not the person davening seeing you or hearing you pass in front of him, but the concern of the person davening is that somebody's going to bang into him and physically disturb his Shmona Esrei. Accordingly, if you have a mechitza, even if it's not a full mechitza, even if it's just 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, a shtender, some other piece of small furniture in front of the person davening, such that he's not going to be concerned about getting banged into, the Eshel Avraham was lenient. And similarly, if you have a glass mechitza between the person davening and the person passing in front of him, even though the person davening can see the person passing in front of him because it's glass, nonetheless, based on that Eshel Avraham, he's not going to be concerned that somebody's going to bang into him. That would be mutter as well. Continuing, Misha Siyam Tfilaso Omed Beino Lemispalo, if you have somebody who has finished his Shmona Esrei and he's standing between the person who's continuing to daven the Shmona Esrei and the person who wants to pass in front, that person who is just waiting because he's stuck standing there in front of the person within four amas of the person davening Shmona Esrei, acts as a barrier. He's just like a mechitza, he's just like a shtender, and somebody can pass in front of him. Continuing, based on the Eshel Avraham from Batoch, his various heterim, if somebody's eyes are closed, or he has a talus over his head, that would also permit walking within four amos of him. And in addition, the Tzitz Eliezer brought a big chiddush. He says nowadays that the majority of people don't have kavana anyway, so accordingly, we don't have to be concerned about this halacha, about not walking in front of somebody because we may ruin his kavana. People don't have kavana anyway, so that would be a limud zchus on people that they don't have to be makbid about this. We also saw that some shita say that this prohibition does not apply to walking in front of somebody who is a katan below the age of bar mitzvah, but we also saw many poskim that disagreed with that. Continuing, if somebody davens in a place that the rabbim over him, if he davens in the aisle or by a door where he should have a reasonable expectation that people are going to need to pass, also then he's basically assuming, he's basically telling us that he's going to be able to have kavana despite any people walking in front of him, and we don't have to be makbid about that. One of the rationales that we brought is like a kever hamazik as a rabbim. It's like a kever built in a place, if somebody was buried in a place that the rabbim have to pass by, that we can exhume that body. So too here, there we even saw the shita that person davening can be moved from the place that he is davening. And continue, we also said that if somebody needs to pass in order to do a mitzvah, for example, he needs to get outside to hear Kaddish or to say Amen, there's another minyan next door, he needs to get there, or certainly in order to avoid violating the prohibition of Baal Teshaksu because he really needs to go to the bathroom badly, also there, the Eshel Avraham was matir. Some poskim disagree with that as well. And continuing, Handin Ne'amar Dafka Neged Shesha Omer Mispalo Neged HaKotel, based on the Levush that we saw, Then we have a rationale that the prohibition only applies if you walk in front of somebody who is davening at the wall or has no other barrier between him and the wall. Otherwise, the prohibition wouldn't apply. If the concern is that we're going to be a barrier between somebody who is davening at a wall, but he has other barriers, other people between him and the wall, then the prohibition again would not apply. Continuing, there's some of the poskim who are makil. If you're doing a mitzvah when you pass, for example, if you're saying Tehillim, or you're saying a Mishnah as you pass by, or in order to get to a mitzvah that is a passing opportunity, for example, it's only available now, that mitzvah, your chavrusa is starting now in order to not be late, so those all would be heterim. And another heter that we saw is hamispalal tachanunim, somebody who's not actively saying the Shemoneh Esrei itself as instituted by the Anshei Knesset Agdola, but he's having an arichus, he's extending the Shemoneh Esrei at the end, for example. In that situation, the Aruch HaShulchan was mekel, but the Mishnah Berurah was machmir. Despite all of these various heterim, we also brought the opinion of a number of poskim that we really have to be very machmir about these prohibitions. Rav Yosef Chaim Thunenfeld was asked, people are not strict about this halacha nowadays of passing in front of somebody who is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he said, Pshita she'ein kan heter. It's obvious that there's no heter. We have to be makbid. And in fact, we brought a number of stories of Gedolei Yisrael who were makbid about this. The Divrei Chaim from Sanz, the Stipler Rav, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav David Baran. We had stories of how makbid they were, even in trying circumstances where they really needed to get somewhere, but still they insisted we are not going to pass by somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. And the last question that we'll relay in our recap now is the question of how about a chazan who has somebody davening in back of him? And the question is, there's a tir chadetibur. If he doesn't start the chazarat hashatz, he's finished the Shemoneh Esrei, he wants to back up, but somebody is right in back of him, what does he do? So we thought, brought three options, that he should still back up, even though it may be prohibited, but you have to back up and start the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. The second option is he should start the Chazarat HaShatz even without backing up. And number three was to wait for the person till the person in back of him finishes and then back up and start the Chazara. So the third option is not an option because of the Tichat Tzibura, making the entire Tzibur wait for that. So we brought Shitas, number one and number two, that you should back up regardless, even if the person is in back of you, and then step forward. That was the preferred method of the Tzitz Eliezer. Or we also brought opinions that you could start, wait a little bit for the few seconds after you finish your private Shemoneh Esrei, and then without stepping back, start the Chazarat HaShatz. And after the Chazarat HaShatz, you back up your three steps, and that would count for the Chazarat HaShatz and also for the private Shemoneh Esrei. So there we have it, the Isser to not walk in front of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. And we said that, to one last point, this applies not only to the person passing by has to be careful to adhere to the requirements of the salacha, but also somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei and he's starting late, or he has an elongated Shemoneh Esrei, should be very careful to daven in a place that he's not going to cause other people to trip up on this prohibition. He should be considerate daven in a place that people aren't going to be forced or have the problem of getting stuck because he is davening in a place that would be inconvenient for others. Have a wonderful day.